Okay, so we're going to begin. Tonight we're going to discuss the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros on Erev Shabbos and the reasons for it, how many candles you have to light, and that very touchy question, if you forget to light one night, one Shabbos, what are you supposed to do? So the Gemara, we begin on page 73, source 1, the Gemara in Shabbos. Daf, Chav Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Rav Zavda, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Rava, Amar Rav. Okay, so this rabbi said the name of that rabbi. Some say it was it Rav Nachman Rav Nachman said this, Bar Zavda, and some say it was Rav Nachman Bar Ravo said the name of Rav, but says Hadlakas Ner B'Shabbos Chova. Okay, so there's the mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles is an obligation. Where do you think the mitzvah? What do you think it's based on, the idea of lighting Shabbos candles? Like, is there some broader category that we have to do on Shabbos? Like, there aren't so many positive things we have to do on Shabbos. I guess we have to do Kiddush. Any other positive things we have to do on Shabbos other than Kiddush? Any thoughts on, like, so the Navi has two big rabbinic mitzvahs. So one of them, you see Rashi, it says Chova. Rashi says, Kavod Shabbos hu. She'ein, right? She'ein, before we get to Rashi, I just want to point out that there are only seven. This is a Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. Is one of seven rabbinic mitzvos. What are the seven? There are only seven. There are a lot of mitzvos d'oraisa. There are seven rabbinic mitzvos. Brachos, regular, like brachos on food, and brachos on mitzvah, brachos. Netila Shadayim, Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, Megillas Esther, and Eruvin. Eruv Tavshilin, Eruv Chatzeres, Eruv Tchumim. So there are seven rabbinic mitzvos. So Hadlakas Neiros is one of the seven. But Rashi in source 2 said it's based on Kavod Shabbos. Right? You've heard the concept of Kavod Shabbos. She'ein Suda Chashuva Ela B'makom Or Ke'ein Yamama. Okay, so what's the reason? The reason is to enhance your Shabbos meal, right? This would say that you enhance it specifically, that a Suda meal is not considered Chashuv, not considered important, unless it's in the context of a light. In other words, the idea is that you are that our meals that we have should be enhanced, and that's like respecting the Shabbos. What other things do we do for Kavod Shabbos that you're aware of? Like, what other things are we supposed to do for Kavod Shabbos? Any thoughts?
Yeah, wear nicer clothes.
Right, so prepare for nice clothing. Okay, so like this, so the same idea. Prepare nice clothes, bathe before Shabbos.
Warm foods.
So warm. So you're saying when we're preparing, so by the way, the foods, might that be something else? Not Kavod Shabbos, that'd be something else.
Onik Shabbos.
Yeah, Onik Shabbos, right. So Kavod seems to be preparing for Shabbos, and Onik Shabbos seems to be enjoying the Shabbos. So question is, where does Hadlakas Neiros fit in? So Rashi said it's Kavod Shabbos, but Tosos in Source 3 disagrees. Tosos says, this is in Shabbat of Chafim and Beis, Yesh Rotim Lomar, Dein Levarech Hadlakas Neir. We don't recite a bracha. So some want to say that we don't recite a bracha on lighting the candle. Why? Midikar Lechova, because we call it an obligation. And Mai Machronim Chova. So perhaps when there is an obligation, like Mai Machronim, the old days, there was a concern that your hands touch some salt, which could be dangerous if you then touch your eyes. It's not really such a concern nowadays, but if the rabbis tell you to do something because it's a dangerous situation, so you're not going to recite a bracha. Ain tunim bracha. So maybe also lighting candles based on a chova is because of a danger? No. Umber Rabbeinu Tam, the shiva should lo domi the mayim achronim. No, it's not similar to mayim achronim. The lo have el latzala ba'alma. The goal of my machronim is to protect you, because again, you might, those days you used some kind of salt that was very harmful. You had to make sure you had to wash. Haval hadlakas ner hi chova shel mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. Okay, so it seems to be, we got two different opinions. Is it kavod Shabbos? Is lighting Shabbos candles a mitzvah of kavod Shabbos? That's Rashi. Tosu says that it is a mitzvah, they're lit as an oneg Shabbos. Right? In other words, Rashi says that you light the Shabbos candles, that is a goal of preparing for Shabbos, for the Shabbos food, Shabbos meal. And Tosus says that the goal is more result-oriented, that you have to have a Shabbos meal, And that is considered Oneg Shabbos, right? So, and then in fact, in source four, Vo Nir Lebein Tam, Shim Hoyad Nir, Mudlak Vomage, Serch Lachabos Ulachzer. So Tos is a strange halacha that if, let's say, if the Nir, if you already had the light on, you have to extinguish it and relight it. Why would you have to do that? Why would you have to do that? The goal is, your goal is you have to have light. Why would you have to extinguish it and light it again? Why would you say that? What? Why
I
would?
think it's because you're supposed to do it with like for Shabbos. So if
For
it's already
Shabbos,
there, that's not
right.
for Shabbos.
Right. So even Tosfos, like, in other words, you might have argued if the goal of lighting Shabbos candles is that you're going to enjoy the Shabbos, you know, with lit with eating by the light. So maybe you would not have to. Maybe the mitzvah is simply result oriented. Just make sure you have light on Shabbos. So maybe, so if you have it already, your light's already on, then you don't have to turn it off and turn it back on or extinguish and relight it. So it must be that even Tosfos, everyone holds, there's a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Everyone holds that Lachos Neiros is for Kavod Shabbos. But Tosfos said it's to prepare for Shabbos. And Tosfos says if it's now lit, you also feel the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. And in fact, the Rambam seems to say that it's both, right? In Source 5, the Rambam, in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, he says, "Hadlokas ner b'Shabbes eino reshus." It's not an option. In Ratzon Malik, in Ratzon Ein Malik, it's not an option. If you want to light, you can light or not. Below mitzvah, and it's neither. It's not a mitzvah. Sheino chayv lirdof acharei ad sheyaseda kigod eruv v'cheres until shidam lachila. It's not a mitzvah that you're not obligated to run after. Like you don't have to. For example, you don't have to wash. You don't. There's no mit. You're not obligated to do Tehillat Shaddayim before you eat. Just you don't have to eat. There's no mitzvah to run after. Oh, I want to fill the mitzvah Tehillat Shaddayim. Just if you want to eat, you have to do Tehillat Shaddayim before. But rather, Halakas Ner is a chova. Echad anashim, nashim chayavim lios bateim ner dolok b'Shabbos. Both men and women are obligated to have in their homes a lit candle on Shabbos. Afilu ein lo mat yochel, even if you don't have what to eat. Shulah psachim v'lokeach shema madlikas aner shezeh b'chol oneg Shabbos. Okay. Oneg, so it's considered Oneg Shabbos. Your goal of Hadlakos Ner Shabbos is you have to make sure that you have the food is that you're eating while you can see the food, right? It's not enjoyable to eat food that you cannot see. So he says it's Oneg Shabbos v'tzarich. And then the next page in Perek Lamed Halacha Hey, the Rambam says v'tzarich l'taken basin bo yom. You need to prepare your house while it's still daytime on Erev Shabbos because of the honor of Shabbos. So the Rambam says it's both. It's Kavod Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to prepare, and there's also a mitzvah of enjoyment. And so what's the difference in Kavod and Oneg? The Rambam says, source 6. Ezel Kavod. Ezel Shomer Chacham Shemitz V'Adam Lirchotz Parav Yadav V'Ragla B'Chavim V'Erev Shabbos. B'nei Kavod Shabbos. So Kavod Shabbos is bathing before Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, yilbash ksus nekiyah. You wear nice clothing. Different clothing on Shabbos and the rest of the week. What ezo oneg? What's oneg? Zeh v'shachamim. This is what chachamim say. Shetzarech letakein tavshil shamein bioser umashkim v'usam l'shabbos akol kfilah mamona. You have to have good food. So why is clothing kavod Shabbos and good food is oneg Shabbos? Why would that be? Why would you say that? That wearing nice, clean clothing is Kavod Shabbos and good food is Oneg Shabbos. Why would you say that? Any thoughts?
I think the Oneg Shabbos part is because it is a sensory experience when you eat something enjoyable. The other one has, maybe there's a lack of anavut in dressing up at some level, but you still do it because it's the right thing to do on that day.
Right. I'm not sure if you enjoy, I mean, if you ask someone what would they enjoy more? They might say, "I'd rather, you know, wear shorts and t-shirts." You know, like you might enjoy that more, but kavod means that you are giving status to that. You know, you're giving status to that to this day. You know, there's you may enjoy having more comfortable clothing, but you're adding status to the day. You're saying this is something special. You may not want to, you know, wear something fancy when going to a fancy dinner. But you do that because that adds stature to what you're about to do. Oneg is something that you personally like. You enjoy the food. So I think so you have, again, like a candlelight dinner, preparing that. So that's kavod. You're preparing something that says that that is something that's appropriate. You know, the right status, have the right status, and also it's when you're doing it, you enjoy the food more if you can see it. Remember, in those days, they didn't necessarily have a lot of, they didn't have necessarily, the lighting wasn't so good back then. Before, maybe they had a candle and not light. Let's say maybe during the rest, maybe other nights, maybe they ate before dark. You know, the fact that they, you know, in the dark, they might have, if they didn't have a lot of money, they may not have got candles. So the and in fact, the Gra says it's very explicitly in Source 7. Loshen Rambam. Be perek la mehilchos Shabbos arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos shtayim min haTorah v'shneim midivrei sofrim ve'im mefurashim midei haNeviim. So when it comes to Shabbos, there are four mitzvos said in context of Shabbos. Two are from the Torah and two are rabbinic, and the two that are rabbinic, even though they're rabbinic, there are hints to these rabbinic mitzvos from the Neviim. Okay, now just because if something's quoted in the Navi, it's not commanded to Moshe at Sinai, but it highlights a certain value with the rabbis concretized. So, Sheba Torah Zachar V'Shabbos. Torah says Zachar Sheba Shabbos and Shamor V'Sheni. And Zachar refers to the positive mitzvos, the acting like Kiddush. And Shamor, the Gemara and Brachos says, refers to the prohibitions, the not the prohibitions on Shabbos. V'Sheni Spar Shadei HaNeviim Kavod V'Oneg. There's a mitzvah of Kavod V'Oneg. Those are rabbinic, and those were explained by the Nevi'im in Sefer Yeshayahu. Shenemar v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg v'likta l'Hashem mechubad. There's a concept on Shabbos of oneg and kavod. Ezel kavod, what's kavod? Sheyimna adam min hamincha l'mala min likbo asuda. So we saw last week that you're not supposed to eat before, you know, an Erev Shabbos, a fixed meal, because you want to be hungry. So that's preparation. Rotzalomar oneg hu b'Shabbos atzo v'kavod hu b'Erev Shabbos. So oneg Shabbos is out. So I was trying to say one's enjoyment and kavod is sort of like certain stature, creating a certain status. The Vilna Gaon wants to say that no, Kavod Shabbos is what you do on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, and Oneg is what you do on Shabbos for Shabbos. It's not actually against what I'm saying, but that's another way of looking at it. And now, so far we've said what? We've said that the goal of lighting on Shabbos is for the food, to enhance the meal. But there might be another reason. The Gemara in Shabbos, Source 8, Dav Chav Gimel Beis says the following. Omar Rav Rava says, Pshitli, it's obvious to me, Ner Beiso V'Ner Chanukah, Ner Beiso Adif. Let's say you only have enough money for like one candle. And either you can have a candle for your home for Shabbos, that's what Ner Beiso here means, or you can use, it's Chanukah coming up. So I have one candle. Do I light and Friday night, right? It's coming Friday night. One candle. No electricity, one candle. Do you use it for Chanukah or do you use it for Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Mishum ner beiso adif. You use the candle for your home, meaning for the Shabbos candle for your home. Why? Mishum shalom beiso. So what does it mean for shalom beiso? So Rashi says in Source 9, Shebnei beiso mitztarin leishev b'choshech. So what does that mean? People of your house are suffering or will be distressed if they're sitting in the darkness. So this is another two different reasons given for the Ner Shabbos. One is that it enhances the meal, or possibly it's, no, you want to walk around in when it's, again, you want to walk around when it's light, when you can see. You might fall if you're just walking in the dark. I guess, and people get upset if they keep on tripping and falling. I guess, again, I don't know what was done, you know, 2,000 years ago. Maybe not everyone could afford to have a candle at night. They may have just, you know, just rested by their beds, and they might have sometimes tripped. They might have been uncomfortable late at night. And we're saying on Shabbos, try to make sure you have a candle so you can walk around a little bit at night. The Gemara in Shabbos in Source 10, the Chof Hamad Beis, so he cites a Pasuk in Eicha, Batiznach Bishalom Nafshi Nashisi Tova. My soul's removed far from peace, right? And I forgot prosperity. So my vatiznach mishalom. She wasn't mean. My soul's far removed from peace. Omer Rebbe is Zod Lukas Ner B'Shabbos. So what does that mean? It's just, why does this have to do with Lukas Ner? So Rashi says, Shelo yolo mimad lahadlik, you never want to light. Uvmakom she'ein ner, ein shalom. If you don't have a candle, there's no peace. Why? Shaholech v'nichshav holech b'afeila. Because you walk in darkness, you're tripping on things, you'll be very upset. In other words, people like, if you keep on tripping in the house and falling over things, you're going to get upset. And everyone's going to be upset. You don't want to have a house where people are going to be really upset. Like if there's a blackout. So we have two different reasons, right? And the Aruch HaShulchan highlights this. The Aruch HaShulchan says that in Source 12, V'arambam Matzmo, and the Rambam himself, B'perek laman alocha hei chashiv adlogas ner mikavad ha-shava shekasav sham v'yia ner dolog v'shulchan Aruch umita mutza shekol eil l'chavod Shabbos hein adkan l'shonom. So the Rambam himself considers hadlokas ner as kavod Shabbos, because what did he say? That is for the meal, right? He's saying you should have a candle that's lit, a table that's set, and he says that all this is for kavod Shabbos. For tzarach lomar, you have to say the tarvaihu isno. The Rambam believes, at least according to the Aruch HaShulchan, that you have both aspects. To v'makom she'ochlim hava mikavod Shabbos, uvishare chadarim have me oneg shalosh lo yikasha balichosam. So he wants to say like this. He said like this: Kavod Shabbos, it enhances the Shabbos meal. Essentially, he's not saying it's oneg Shabbos. In other words, when you're eating your food, presumably you're not going to trip. And he says that that adds stature to the Shabbos. When it adds honor to the Shabbos, when you have it candlelit, when you're seeing what you're eating, that's Kavod Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, you're happy because you're not going to be tripping in other rooms. It's different than we saw before. We saw the Vilna Gaon before said, Kavod Shabbos is preparation for Shabbos, and Oneg is on Shabbos itself. Another explanation, the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that what? That Kavod Shabbos is having lights while you're eating, that enhances the meal, gives respect and stature to the meal. And Oneg Shabbos is you're going to be happy because you're not going to be tripping. Obviously, when you're sitting at your Shabbos table, hopefully you're not going to be tripping over it, you're sitting at the Shabbos table. That just enhances the meal. And Oneg Shabbos is that you're not going to trip. And that's he says, V'zeh she'amu shava tizach mishalom nafshi, zeh adlakos ner b'Shabbos. So that's, and then he says this pasuk in Eicha from the Gemara Shabbos, d'ch yesh ner, when there's a candle, yesh shalom, there's peace. V'lo yikashu lipom, people won't fall. V'lochein, and therefore, b'nei she'yesh b'zeh kavod v'oneg. Because there's kavod and oneg, hechmir bo chacham v'aso k'mitzah f'nei atzma, ad she'vorcham le'v yichud. And that's why the rabbis were so strict that they made it an independent mitzvah to the extent that you make a bracha over this alone. In other words, what he's saying is the following. There's a mitzvah of, let's say, what's another mitzvah of kavod Shabbos? Bathing before Shabbos. Wearing nice clothing before Shabbos, right? Oneg Shabbos, having good food. All of these are covered on Shabbos, yet the rabbis, according to the HaShulchan, we're in Source 12, page 77, the rabbis only instituted the bracha of the bracha on Hadlakos near Shabbos, because it has what? It has both elements, Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos. So because it has both elements, the rabbi instituted it as a bracha. Now I just want to point out to you that the... Right, so you should know that even though the Aruch HaShulchan, he says that the Kavod Shabbos is enhancing the meal, and the Oneg Shabbos is so you don't trip. You could have said the exact opposite. You should know that it's not here in your book, but the Prima Gaudium actually says the opposite, and he says that when you're eating, think about it, the opposite could also make more sense. Because when you're eating, that's Oneg Shabbos. So the light enhances your Oneg Shabbos, so you don't eat in the darkness. And the other room, so you don't fall, that's Kavod Shabbos. So I'm just pointing out to you that, like, Aruch HaShulchan has one take on this. So there are at least three opinions. I know you want to know what do we hold. Bottom line is, there are three different opinions. Kavod Shabbos preparation, Oneg Shabbos on Shabbos itself. And then one could be the meal, and one could be so you don't trip. And Aruch HaShulchan has one opinion. I'm sharing with you, the Prima Gaudium has the exact opposite. That eating in the eating with the light, that's enjoyment. Nobody likes to eat in the dark. So that's enjoyment. So you don't trip, that's Kavod Shabbos. Aruch HaShulchan says something differently. I'm just pointing out two different ways of looking at it. And then Source 13, the Mishnah Berurah points out Now here's another nafkumi, another practical difference. Where do you light Shabbos candles? This is very practical, right? If you hold the goal of hadlakas ner is so you don't trip, then it could be any room in your house. If you hold the goal of hadlakas ner is to enhance the eating, then where should it be? The dining room, right? So the Mishnah Brura says in source 13, you should light a candle in all the rooms where you're going to be on Shabbos. So first of all, he said that you really, if the goal of Adlakas Ner is so you don't trip, you should have it in every room. We probably do that, right? We keep our lights on. We don't light Shabbos candles every room, but he thinks mi bracha to bracha ner shemakom achila. He thinks the best place is the bracha should be in the place where you're eating, because maybe that's really the more enhanced, the more enhanced place, where you're eating, and if you just turn the page in source 14, because the Ramah says veikar hadlaka tuluya benero shemadlikin al shulchan. Because the Ramah says the main lighting is where you eat. So again, there could be two different reasons. It's to enhance where you're eating, and so you don't trip. But since the main reason of Halakas Ner is where you're eating, so that's why ideally, again, not everyone has that setup in their house, but ideally the setup should ideally be where you're eating. The truth is, if you don't have that, you're probably Yotze anyway. We're not going to discuss this week, but you're probably Yotze anyway. Like, I assume you're dining the table, you have electric lights anyway. So you're probably Yotze anyway with that. But that's why people try to light, if possible, the two candles, if possible, during the dining room, because that is the main reason for Shabbos candles. So how many candles do we light? What do we do? How many candles do we light?
Minimum of two.
Minimum of two. And what's the maximum? What are the different customs? How many children you have. Okay, any other customs people have?
If you missed lighting Shabbos candles for a reason.
So we'll talk about that also. Okay, we'll get that. So basic halacha, source 15, Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Simon, Reish, Samech, Gimel, Saif, Beis. Echad anachshim ve'echad nashim chayim liyos b'batayim ner deluk b'Shabbos. Afilo ein lo ma yochal shol psochim lokeach shemim madlikas haner. Shzeh b'chlal onek Shabbosu. So the basic mitzvah is what? How many candles? According to Shulchan Aruch. What I read? Ner Daluk B'Shabbos. What's Ner Daluk?
One.
Basic mitzvah is one, right? Okay. So now the Mishnah Brura says in Source 16, he just points out, he said, even if you don't have what to eat, you should still collect charity and you should take oil, you should light a candle, because that's Onik Shabbos, including Onik Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Brura in Source 16, Or Chaim, Simon Reish Samach Gimel Sif Tes, Ein Lo Klal Mayocha. Doesn't mean that you have nothing to eat at all. First thing you got to do is got to make sure you have some bread. First thing you do, you gotta have some kiddush and have the main meal is, so you have to have some bread. Because on Friday night, if you don't have wine, you could be yotze with bread also. You can make kiddush on bread. We'll probably learn that in a different topic. Ela kavona she'ela lecho mishel atzmo she'mispardish b'kubat atztaka. Says even if you don't have what to eat and you're collecting charity, it's always a question. How much charity should you collect? Like, what are you entitled to? Like if you're collecting charity, like, are you entitled to get I'm supposed to eat steak every night? No, obviously to collect charity, people are paying for you, so you have to have basic food, nothing so fancy. So what's considered basic when it comes to Shabbos? So he's pointing out that even if you're collecting tzedakah, you are entitled to your ner Shabbos. That is like a basic necessity. And then he says, "Mishish lo mos metum tami." If you have some money, you don't have so much money. Mitzvos lechem suda Shabbos kolam kol. The first thing you got to, if you don't have enough money, is bread. V'ner Shabbos kolmli kach mishar macholim. And then a candle for Shabbos. Da'afti shar macholim v'basar hu gam ke michlal onik Shabbos. That even though other foods and meat, that's also onik Shabbos, right? In other words, it's onik Shabbos to enjoy having basar v'dagim. That's how the song goes, right? Mikomakom ner adif yosem mishum shalom bayis. But however, in order of priority, first is some bread, and then it's the candle, and then it's the other food, right? And then the shahr. So what do you do? First have a candle, and then the shahr yotzei al malchei Shabbos. If you have extra money, you spend that on food on Shabbos. Now, where do we get this idea of two? So what's this idea of two? The Gemara, right? The Shulchan Aruch mentions ner daluk. So where do we get this idea of two? So there's a
Shamar and Zachar.
Ah, so Shamar and Zachar, that's one. Very good. So the Kobo in source 17. Kobo was a French Rishon. Okay? So he says, it's not even clear from the Gemara that you have two candles. It's like it brought down the Rishonim. So the question is Zachar v'Shamar, is that like the reason? Or is it symptomatic of something about Shabbos? So the idea of the Kobo, he cites the Tanchuma. He says in the Medrash Tanchuma, Midrash, it's obviously it's in the time of Chazal, right? Mishnah Gemara. Matzasi komilei the Shabbos kaful. Everything in Shabbos is doubled. Shnei kvasim, so two sheep. So what's two sheep for the korban musaf? You have two sheep. Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. So you have mizmor and shir. You have a mizmor and a shir, and then lechem mishnah, two loaves of bread. And as Rebecca pointed out, zachor and shamor. So right, we typically hear of zachor v'shamor, but the Medrash is actually saying that's just one of many things that are doubled. Seems like that is the basis for this idea of two candles. Again, we're doubling everything. We want to have more, right? So the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Tamakil Sif Aleph, he says Yesh Zahir in source 18, Yesh Zahir Lasot Ner Yafeh, should have a beautiful candle. Yesh Bechavni Lasot Shtei Psilos, and that's what you get. But you're right. I mean, Rekha, you're right. Even though the Kobo mentions a whole bunch of things that are doubled, when the Shulchan Aruch mentions it, he says two wicks, one Keneged Zahar, and one Keneged Shamor, one for Zachor and one for Shamor. And again, the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Chaf Amud Beis, talks about Zachor seems to focus on the positive mitzvot, and Shamor is the prohibitions. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos tells you that's why women are obligated in Kiddush, right? Because Kiddush is a mitzvah asay, shezman grama, it's a positive time-bound commandment. Therefore, according to the normal rules, women should be exempt from the mitzvah of Kiddush. But there's a concept that the Gemara Brachos of Chafam Bey says that for women, hov isnahu bishmira, isnahu bischira. That since Zachar and Shamor are sort of set together, that since women are obligated in the Shamor and the prohibitions on Shabbos, they're obligated in the Zachar in the mitzvah saseh of Kiddush. In any case, that's a Zachar b'Shamor. And the Gemara writes, Yechom lehosiv lehadlik shosha arba ne'eretz chenagu. Some people light three candles, some people light four candles. Mishnah Brura in source 19, Orchaim Reish Samach Gimel Sif Katan Vav. Yesh Nogim Lahadlik Shiva Neiros Keneged Shiva Shemei Shavua. Some people light seven candles. Vishes Sara Keneged Saras Adibros. Some light 10 for the Saras Adibros. But probably the most famous custom, I think, is what's found in source 20. This is Mordechai Eliyahu Kizu Shechor Orech. Yesh Nogim Lahadlik Kemisper Anshei Bais, like the number of people in your house. So why is that? Why do we light based on the number of people in your house? Nice, right? Okay, so
I know. I was once taught a reason.
Yeah.
That I thought it was the Rambam, but I don't see it. So I could be wrong because it was like in 10th grade. But that because there's this concept of lighting, almost like a penalty candle for when you miss lighting, it was like customary that the first week that women were had given birth, they would not light. I don't know if they were just unavailable because they were busy, or maybe it was assumed that they were giving birth close to Shabbos. I don't know exactly why, but to make up for each time that they would have missed due to a birth, they added a candle for each child.
Yeah, you're 100% right. That's one of the reasons given. It's not here. It's not the Ram. I have it in the Chuvos of the Mishnah Halachos. I found this in the Pesukei Chuvos. He cites Rebecca's reason. You know, it's not an exciting reason, but it's brought down, so it's good. So it's keeping my name.
It's exciting because it's like two reasons in one. Meaning, if the reason is that you're like we add because of a penalty, or we add because of a kid, this synthesizes both shitot together.
Yeah. So okay, yeah. So the Mishnah Halachos says that in those days they gave birth on Shabbos. Right, Mistama, they weren't lighting their Shabbos, that Shabbos afterwards. And therefore, they add the candle as a penalty. And what's interesting is that even though, by the way, generally speaking, if you don't light based on an ones, on an unavoidable circumstance, we'll see. If you light based on, if you're someone negligent, there might be a penalty. But here, the woman's not lighting because she was an one. She just gave birth. She can't do anything. And her husband, presumably, is lighting in the house. So, like, that's so still, that's brought down, but it's, like, a little questionable, right? Another reason is what we have in Source 21 is this idea which says, we say in the Gemara that in the schar, in the reward, shemarbim b'nei rosh Shabbos, havlei banim v'chasnim rabbanon, that you're going to have children and sons-in-law of Torah scholars. This is before, you know, women had advanced Torah studies. So Mistaba, this will include also daughters, I'm sure, as Torah scholars. So the lechach b'chol pam sheyulad lahem bein obas marba b'nei rosh hazeh yisku lebanim v'chasnim tamid chachamim. And again, that's my own modern-day medrash also. You can have women who are also are Torah scholars. So, but the point is, every time you light a candle, it's like you're lighting this that you should be Torah scholars. And in fact, the Chuvos of Hanhago says that this is similar to what? To Ner Chanukah, right? Like the Ner Chanukah, the Mahadrian light one for each member of the house. So too, Ner Shabbos, we light one for every member of the house. And even for children, we light one. For each member of the house, and in other words, each child is going to add, just like in Ner Chanukah, right? Each child is going to add their own unique, you know, kiner mitzvah Torah. Every candle is going to light, you know, every child is going to light a new candle, add new Torah uniqueness to their Torah, to their spirituality, to Klal Yisrael. So too for Ner Shabbos, we make that bracha that our children should have. I think the prayers, right, you say is like that we should have children who are oskim b'Torah mitzvos, right? Don't you say that prayer? No?
Yes, and you say mirim ta'olam.
Right, mirim ta'olam, exactly. Exactly, right,
it,
right.
It seems almost like a tefillah that's parallel to this.
Yes,
this
yes, yes. So I'm saying, so it's very beautiful. So for each child, you want the children to light, and each new candle will be me'irim ta'olam, right? So the just to finish off source 22. So the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa says Med Varmurim. When do we say is Kasher? When do we say that you light extra candles? Kasher he Madlika Bebesa, only when she's lighting in her house. Avol Kishena Shoves says Bebesa, when she's not lighting in her house. She's someone else for Shabbos. Haminak who Shena Madlika Elishnei Neros Bavad. Okay, Vlad Dafka Gedolim Fishi Regila Hadlik Bebesa. So just two regular candles when you are lighting elsewhere. That seems to be the custom. I saw in the Piskei Tshuva that even if your husband's at home, then he would also only light two candles. The women took upon themselves to light, you know, multiple candles. If she took upon herself the custom that whenever she lights, no matter where she is, she lights, you know, the number of her kids or 7 or 10, then if she wants to change, she would have to do a Taras Adara. But my sense is that, right, that's the custom, that when you light at home, you light many people light the number of children, those who light more than two, and when they visit somewhere, they don't light the, you know, they only light two. That seems to me, my understanding, is that's the custom. The last thing we'll do is, what do you do when you forget? So I happen to be somewhat lenient. I feel bad. So is there a justification if you forget to light? So the Sefer Ma'aril in Source 23 says the following. Nishal Bas Achos de Marisega. So this is the niece. Marisega asked her uncle. Okay? Al Isha de Mishtala. Was Mishtala? So it's Aramaic. Aramaic for Mishtala. Ishtale. Misha Shacha She Shaga. She forgot to light. Oilika Neber Shabbos. She forgot to light a candle on Shabbos. But Hora Love is Shalom Idodve. She already responds. She said, hey, Zir, call you Bela Hosif Al Kolder. Shabitza Yosiba Shaisa Regila. Bishiri Barata. She should add a similar amount to that which she used to light until now to each lamp. She should double the amount of oil. And whenever she fasts and confesses, let's say for another sin, she should confess on this. The more that you fast, bracha will come to you. Okay. Those days, those days perhaps they did that more than nowadays. We're more into positive psychology nowadays. Okay, so the Rama writes, based on this in Source 24, or Chaim Simon, Reish Tam Gimel Seif Aleph. Rama writes, Aisha Shacha Pamachas Adlik, a woman who forgot once to light. Madlekas Koyamea Shloshe Neiros. She lights all her days three candles. A little bit different, right, than what the Marisa. The Marisa, you add to the oil of each candle. He says, you add one. Because you can add number intended, right? Because what did we say? Remember, we said originally, the minimum is two candles. You can add three, four, you can light whatever you want. So there's no problem lighting three. And here, as sort of a penalty a little bit, you add a candle. And the Mishnah Brura in source 25 says, right, Reishamachil Sivkat and Zayim, Mairi, Kipishoyser Regila Bishnai. Let's talk about when she normally has two. And she forgets. Now she has to light three. If you normally light three candles, then she has to light four. If she forgets many times, you add each one. The penalty. Should be careful with Kavod Shabbos. Therefore, if it was an unavoidable circumstance, she didn't light. If she was in jail, okay. For whatever reason, ain't tzrichal hos if you don't add, and that's why even though Rebecca, you're correct that the Mishnah Lachos writes that a new mother, right, when she typically doesn't like the first Shabbos because it's probably she's a dangerous situation, can't get out of bed. It's a hard argument because typically she really technically should be exempt because it's an ones, so you only have to light if there was an unavoidable circumstance. In any case, cause of Eliyahu. Eliyahu Rabbah writes, he says that Beisha Aniya, with a poor woman, Yesh Lahakel Bishashikha. If she forgot, you could be lenient. She told Koy Ma Ma'at Shem Bener, you could be a little bit lenient. Vimhiman Legas Nero Talik Tamid Ner Echad Ma'at Yoseru Arach Bitchila. So just have her light a candle that's slightly longer than the candles she lit previously. Now, the big question is, can you be lenient? In most of our homes, let's say you forget to light Shabbos candles, you probably have other lights that are on, right? Now, you may not have lit something for the purpose of Shabbos, but on some basic level, you will have lit. Your dining room light is on, presumably, so there's going to be, you know, meals going to be in the light, and you probably have lights on anyway, right? So the question is, so you didn't light four Shabbos. Is that a problem? So there's a debate about this. So the Melamed Lohoel, the Rav Dov Tzvi Hoffman, source 26, he asked the following question. He says, She'ela, Isha Acha, Sheshacha Lahadik Beis Neros, Shehi Regil Lahadik L'Shabbos. She forgot to light her two candles. On the Bala, he licked Dal Neros. What's the next word after Dal Neros? What do you think that word is? Come on. What's the next word? Third line.
Gas lamp.
Gaz. What's after the word gaz?
Schlemmen.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
Filament.
Filament. I think it's filament. I don't know Yiddish, but it's probably related to gas filament. That's what
or
I see with
flame.
This.
Flame.
Flame. Oh, flame.
Flame.
Gaz flamen. Oh, thank you. It's probably better. Yeah, it's probably better. Gaz flamen. Okay. So she's lighting. So again, her husband lit. So it's there's light in the house. So Dover Tzvi Hoffman answered Dover Pasha Hu She Yotzin Begaz Flamen Yidei Mitzvah Sner Shel Shabbos. So you fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Kamosha Peiras Beshut Beis Yitzchak. The Yecholim Levarach Begaz Licht Vechein Beelektrische Licht. Right, you can fill the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos with electric lights. V'chein pashut, right? By the way, this is the difference between Shabbos and Havdalah. Havdalah, you need a flame, so you need an incandescent. An incandescent bulb would probably also work because you need eish when it comes to Havdalah. You need an eish. When it comes to Ner Shabbos, you need or. You need something that lights. So you can use also like LED, like, because as long as it provides or, then that's most poskim say that's okay, as opposed to Havdalah, you need Eish. In any case, v'chein pashen shi ma'acher malik bishvila in tzarech lahozi. If someone lights for her, she doesn't have to light again. She doesn't have to add. Amel fi das ha'eish l'avram ap v'shachar ne'aracha b'ma sha'ayse regila tzarech lahozi. So the Eish l'avram is strict. And he says that if she forgets to light what she normally does, then you need to add, Ach, divrei eish Avram, enem mechrachim, mechvar cholik aleim, b'sef Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah disagrees. V'nir ha-shim ha-dei ho-savas ner echad, yeh k'tzas irvu b'shulchad. He says, let's say if by adding a candle it's going to cause difficulty at the table. Why? Goin she eish lehem, b'ez leichter shal kesef, shavim. You have two silver candles. Like, we're not talking about a little bit of a penalty because you know, not only you have to get another candle, you have to buy a whole other silver candlestick. Or if not, yeah, you already have two silver candlesticks. If you receive old leichter echad shein shal kesef, you have two silver candlesticks and one that's not. It doesn't look good anymore, right? You bought silver candlesticks. Now you have to add another candle. It doesn't look good anymore. You can be lenient. You can maybe add, in those days probably they had like candles, so you had a little longer candles. She gives him tzedakah. Don't exempt her without any penalty. Right, she was negligent. She didn't make a bracha on the candles. So he says that if it's too difficult, have her do something, like give some tzedakah. And the Shevet Alevin, source 27 says, the woman who forgot to light Nero Shabbos, but the electric light was on. So do you have to light again? And there's light. So do you have to light again? He says, Hine kasha lahashiv. It's difficult to respond. She'ein makor b'rishonim. There's no source. Like sometimes, you know, when you have a new situation arise, then you try to find precedent. And the Shevet Lev says, there's no real precedent here. V'kach nira de nikra shicha l'inze. He thinks that it's a problem. Again, it's an interesting question. If the goal is really oneg, right, then the goal is result-oriented. Okay, it's result-oriented. But if it's kavod, that you have to light l'chavod Shabbos, so you were negligent. And therefore, you should light again. That's what he thinks. However, Rav Avad Yosef is lenient, source 28. He says, nowadays that we light electricity, we use electricity to light the whole house. Im shicha lahadlik. Nerot shemon shabbat. If you forget to light candles, ein tzorach lehosif klal. You don't have to add at all. Sheyotim dechova b'menoros chashmal, because you fill the mitzvah with lighting the electric light. And I might even argue, maybe I'm not sure, but I might even argue that when you turn your light on or you keep your light on. I'm not sure. If you're keeping your light on, you know, maybe you're not saying L'chavot Shabbos. If you keep your dining room light on, so that might also be, you know, is that, I don't know. Maybe, is that L'chavot Shabbos? Maybe you have to light it on only, like, when you can light Shabbos candles. Like, if you light, like, you can only light Shabbos candles, right, a certain period of time, close to Shabbos. So if you turn on your dining room lights, you know, before that, so maybe not. But he says, Yotzim Deich B'menoros HaChashbal She'en Kamishim HaFarish Shalom Beiso. Okay, so you didn't recite the bracha, but you still did it. You did the result. You ensured that you had light on Shabbos. And in fact, in the Avos Malachos book, the 49th Malachos book, I think Rabbi Ribiat, says, Kevin al and Bechedesh Ochli V'yoshub Yesh Or. Since, in any case, in the room where you eat or sit, there's light. Vim Ken Kvar Niskaim called Tamam Shalchiyub. You fulfilled all the reasons for the obligation. The Imishim Kavav Oneg Ika. There is Kavav Oneg. Right, they're enhancing the meal. V'gamishim shalom bias, and also because shalom bias, da'achshav in lachushamo yikashu be'etz ve'evet. At the end of the day, your meal is going to be enhanced. At the end of the day, you're not going to trip. The one thing you're lacking, this is the whole debate. The thing that you're lacking is the fact you didn't light lichavot Shabbos. Is that a reason to penalize you? In other words, is it that you didn't have light for Shabbos, or you didn't light lichavot Shabbos? And he says that many people, he says, chen shemati, there are many who are lenient, especially if it's not in your control. And in fact, I looked at the Piskei Tshuvos, and he also writes that there are many poskim who are lenient. I mean, what I tell people, if they, as I say, that if there, especially if there are other things that were lit, think that, you know, just give some tzedakah. But it's a hard thing for a lot of people to, there's a lot of guilt associated with adding the candle, I think. And I tell people, it's okay, so just light, Most people are generally usually things happen that are like last minute, and it's karov la'ones in most circumstances, and things happen at the last minute. So my general recommendation is I think there's what to rely on to be lenient. Someone wants to light another candle, they can. But I think there's a lot of poskim who are lenient, especially nowadays. I think many poskim, he says, the Piskei Tshuva says that since there are a lot of sfeikos, a lot of possible reasons to be lenient, and again, the Prima Gaudium is strict, that's the Eshel Avraham was strict, but again, it seems that there's room to be lenient with this. But I would say that's to add maybe give some tzedakah. If you made a mistake, give some tzedakah as a kapara. But other than that, other than that, I think you're good. Okay? Any questions? Thoughts? Reflections?
I have two questions.